Galnet News Digest, 24th of November, 3302. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, pilots back Raxler. Duval's reputation rescued. Documents missing in Metadrive muddle. GIMP, my ride. Pilots back Raxler. In stark contrast to the recent failure to halt the advance of Federation lackeys in Maya, where Pleiades Resource Enterprise is strengthening its hold on sources of meta-alloys, it appears that the Children of Raxler are making significantly better progress in mapping the Formidine Rift sectors than the Federation. The faction believes that it may be able to use this information to prove that their imprisoned leader Kahina Loren is innocent. The Federation's interest in the areas being explored is harder to explain. It may be that someone in the astrocartography department believes that there may be something in the old myth about the Formidine Rift. But of course, that's nonsense. Duval's reputation rescued. Fluffy-headed Empire do-gooder Ashling Duval has been rescued from a public relations nightmare by independent pilots. Duval's colony for ex-slaves at Durest Station has been suffering a terrible plague, and an appeal was made last week for medicines to halt the outbreak. Duval, who takes a close interest in the well-being of her ex-slaves and who visits the colony at least once a month, confirmed that medical personnel at the colony have started treating the sick and are hopeful to have the situation back in control within the coming week. It could have been so embarrassing for poor Princess Duval. Documents missing in Metadrive muddle. Following the publication of the audit report last week, there's still no information on what the Exodus documents that went missing from Metadrive Incorporated might be. Metadrive was audited following financial concerns and amid allegations of a cover-up of sensitive technical information. The Exodus documents that the auditors reported missing are believed to have been taken by one Ran Corson, who was later hunted down and crashed his stolen Imperial Eagle in a highly fatal manner on one of the moons of Alioth. What the Exodus documents might have been remains unclear. Metadrive Incorporated is now owned and operated by Sirius Corporation, the Explorer's friend. GIMP, my ride. With 20 locations in the galaxy suffering from outbreaks of mods, calls for something to be done are getting more strident. Many people are understood to be signing internet petitions and asking loudly why no one is helping these poor people. Mods is a debilitating disease. Caused by a lack of Hutton mugs, the effects can be devastating. It's affecting citizens in the following locations: Hutton Port, Hutton Dock, Hutton Park, Hutton Beacon, Hutton Barracks, Hutton Dock, Hutton Landing, Hutton Terminal, Hutton Dock, Hutton Dock, Hutton Ring, Hutton Station, Hutton Port, Hutton Depot, Hutton City, Hutton Port, Hutton Station, Hutton Horizons, Hutton Mine and Hutton Prime. Scientists have been working round the clock to try and work out what's special about these locations and to work out how a disease caused by a lack of Hutton mugs could possibly be treated. One of them is quoted as saying, "What we need now is a miracle." And that's this week's Galnet News. We read the Galnet News so you don't have to.